All right, let me ask y'all.
Yes.
Real stupid question, right? Mm-hmm. If you could swap the balls from any two sports, what would they be?
I thought this question would go I thought this was, wow.
I was like, I mean, I guess the Rock
for comic reasons. Is this for comic reasons?
Yeah, nigga, yeah, you're not trying to improve the sport.
Yeah,
I don't know what the goal is.
I want basketball and football.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's just I just want to see LeBron James bounce a football up the court. Like,
I put a basketball and baseball.
Basketball and a golf ball. I want to see them bounce around a little tiny ass golf ball.
The golf ball going under the first row and then moving like Spike Lee to the side. Like, excuse me, sir. Picking them up.
I want to see Trae Young shoot that from like 50 feet out.
Y'all really want to be so mad just like hurling this shit.
Right? Just going in the
rafters. Nah, but yo, you really want to fuck up niggas and confuse them? Put a football in soccer.
Nah, my nigga.
Wow.
Squib kids all day.
I got one better, nigga. I'm swapping a soccer ball and a bowling ball. Nigga trying to kick the soccer ball into the pin.
That match.
Nigga trying to kick the bowling ball, son.
Nigga trying to hit the bowling ball with their head.
Oh, God.
I want to see Ronaldo hit that one.
I dare you to bounce that shit on your knee, tough guy.
That match is 36 seconds.
I had a joke, but it would have been canceled.
You keep that in the.
I'm keeping it all the way in the vault. Keeping it in the vault.
I want to hear it.
Hit the intro so I can say it.
Hold up, put your ass in the air.
Wow. Glad we hit the intro.
Yeah, please. I wasn't saying that one on.
Well, you don't want to hit the intro, so.
I hit it.
This is 80. Okay. This is 86, right?
85.
Ocho siete. Ocho cien.
What? Ocho cinco.
That's what I just went off of what I went off of.
And
he
I
was,
corrected him to 85.
He said 85, and I followed him,
which is 87.
All right, nigga, whatever.
I'm mad. I followed him.
Ocho seis.
You know you
Ocho
guys.
Cinco.
You guys know what that means.
Cuatro uno.
You guys know what episode this is. The Chad Johnson edition.
Chad.
Ocho cinco.
This was just a headbutt the fuck out of each other.
Yeah, we let's do it. I'm ready.
A whole lot of end zone celebrations.
I'm ready.
A whole lot of battered girlfriends.
What?
Whoa. What the fuck? I didn't even introduce the fucking podcast.
Damn it, we gotta redo the intro now.
Oh, I didn't know we was doing that.
All of this is staying in now because you need to learn.
No, you need to fucking learn. Louis, exit
shit.
Game.
No,
I'm not the one battering my girlfriend. That nigga did it.
Stop saying words. Let me at least say
I
who
would
we
never.
Are.
Like I said,
I would never.
Like I said, you know what episode this is? Number 85,
nigga,
the Ocho Cinco edition.
We're not running it back. We're here.
I'm
now.
Running it back.
This
I ran
is,
it back.
Louis, don't edit any of this shit.
I'm editing my part out.
No, all right.
Louis, this while you
please edit
it.
My part out too.
Right,
this whole shit didn't say anything.
I know I didn't,
offensive.
But edit it anyway.
All right, that's just,
this is where we start.
Right. No,
everyone's just got to wonder about what offensive shit happened prior to this.
This is, you know what?
It was bad.
No, leave it in, but bleep the words out.
That's way more work than deleting it.
No, but it's funnier
you
that
don't know
way.
How editing works.
I don't. I said for the other podcast.
You should know how editing works.
Why? I just upload. Yeah. Just upload the fuck. We'll fix it in post.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Moonsault off the top of the cage, nigga. Go for it, nigga.
Do it.
Fuck my neck. Pause.
Like, Whoa.
That's definitely saying.
he leaned into that one, too.
Yo, fam.
Yo, nigga, fuck my neck.
Yo, a pause couldn't save that one.
Not at all, son.
Sometimes you gotta get your neck fucked. I support you, friend.
God,
that was listen. Wild.
Nah, that's called gender fluid activities, right?
That's not what they actually say, hey. But
oh,
I feel like
okay.
Nah,
you switched up your statement halfway through the right track, and we just ended up here.
Woo.
But welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. I'm fucking naming this shit 3 minutes in, I felt like. as you can apparently see, we are ignorant by popular demand.
That's true.
Very ignorant.
No one demanded this.
This is yeah.
We
no
did.
One,
we demanded.
No
it.
One even asked for it. The only people who demand this shit is Lewis.
Yeah,
like that's
basically.
Yeah, so he does. He demands us.
Episode 85. It's the homebody homeboy. I got James Lewis drum fool.
Yeah.
And we here to talk some shit and offend people accidentally on purpose.
We love that. Yes.
I just want to have like nice talks about our feelings and shit like that instead of this nigga's over here talking about.
I go for it, nigga.
How you feel?
Nigga, I'm tired.
All right, cool. Like, there you go. We did it.
See, that's not bullshit.
This is why we don't do that shit. That shit boring.
I'm tired. All right, nigga, so?
We all tired, nigga.
How was y'all week? What's up? Tell me some of the things y'all did when we weren't together and being
shit.
Friends.
We was just trapping heavy, man.
Work, right. Meetings, you know the bullshit.
Son, I hate my job. I just want to say that. I just want to put that out there.
Even your boss knows you hate your job.
Yo, son, that's crazy.
He gave you more money. Like, yo, I know it's bad here, but like,
no, I still didn't get. Bread. I didn't get the raise yet.
Huh?
I didn't get the raise yet.
I didn't get mine either.
I didn't tell you what happened.
Nah, you didn't.
So basically, without saying
who you work for,
yeah, exactly, and shit like that.
That's not even important to the story.
Yeah, he works for Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah, I have a job where I'm supposed to do Dunder some shit. Mifflin.
That's a shirt.
Yo, Marcy would rock the fuck out of that shirt.
She would. For that. Oh my god.
Right, we know where he's going after this.
We do.
Straight to the computer.
Where's my mouse over there?
Right there.
So basically, I work for this company, and I'm the designer, and there's a lot of production work that has to be done overseas, right? We have factories overseas that do certain things that relate to the job and the art that I supply them with. So because of this coronavirus thing that's going on overseas, mainly, there's been a lot of factory shutdowns. So we have like certain clients that are new that are calling in and saying, hey, my factory shut down. Can you guys do this? And my boss would be like, yeah, we could fucking do it. And then my head, I'm in my office like, son, no, we can't. I should kind of close too. But he's saying yes to these people. So there's like an influx.
As a real nigga should.
Yeah, there's an influx of work coming in from new clients that, for all intents and purposes, aren't going to come back to us after their factories reopen. But like that part I get where it's just like, all right, get the money where you can. But now our factory's kind of closed, but we're still getting more work. And it's like, when do we tell them that, yo, your shit may not be coming in on time when you want it? So now that their in-hand dates are starting to approach and their shit's not ready. Their shit's not going to be ready for a couple days after the event. So they're like, we want to cancel it. And he's like, well, you already approved it. It's in production. You still have to pay a portion of the cost. And I'm like, is that why? If you can't get the whole thing, you won't get some of it off this influx of people coming in. But that shit's coming down on me now. Where it's just like, I'm not saying nothing about it because like I'm the type of person, I just shut up and work. But that shit be stressful, dog. That shit is just fucking coming in. And it sucks when you got tedious and stupid work coming in knowing it's not gonna go nowhere. I think that's mainly why I'm mad. And the fact that he told me he was giving me a raise and then said, oh, I gotta wait for the raise because the factory shut down. I was like, what the fuck the factory gotta do with me?
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
Like, I'm still here. Don't even tell me that at that point. Don't tell me to read.
Is there gonna be retro pay for this, nigga? Because you told me I'm getting a raise.
Like you say, hey, you're gonna get a raise and then mad work's coming in. If I was getting paid double what I'm getting paid now, nigga, I'd have been like, well, yeah, I gotta fucking work. I'd stay there till 7, 8 p.m. if I had to, knowing
facts
that I had to get this shit done.
Yeah.
Because that's just the type of worker I am. But, like, you telling me I gotta wait on some shit that I feel like I'm old after so long? And you say it's right there, but I can't have it yet, but I still gotta do 3 times as much work? Nah, kiss my butt. I don't know why I said it so PC like that. Like, hey, man. Pucker up and kiss my cheeks.
This is how I know it is. You got white.
Yeah. Like, yo, let me tell you something about these fucking white folk.
Here we go.
In my building.
Oh, boy.
Now this is Chris.
I'm scared.
Nah, that motherfucker's nasty as shit. because I go, like, first of all, I work in a big building, so we share bathroom corridors with a bunch of other people, a bunch of other offices and shit.
Okay.
And, well, first of all, me and this other nigga,
right, we got like our bowel movements like synchronized. Oh, Jesus so Christ. Like in the morning, it's always
this nigga got a bathroom buddy.
Yeah, it's always nah. That nigga's like my arch nemesis. There's always a race to the handicap stall. Like nigga, that shit should be for me. I need the extra leg room. Nigga, you like 5'1". You balding, you fat. Your wife probably don't touch you no more. Like nigga, I'm in my prime.
He needs something nice in his life. Yeah,
go to the big stall. Go to the east wing on the first floor. Go to that one with the little broken lock. Go to that
the
shit.
The one with the broken lock.
Yeah, it's not the fact that it closed, but you got to like umph it a little bit to get it to close, and then sometimes you get trapped.
He's trying to save all his umph from when he get on the toilet.
Nah, man. Like, fuck you and your ulcer, Todd. I don't even know if that nigga name. I just named him Todd. He looked like a
but you know he got an ulcer?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
He got an ulcer by his bowl piece.
Hey, sometimes you could tell.
You could smell an ulcer.
And a Todd, apparently.
Yeah, there's that. And sometimes I go to the urinal. White men, they never respect like the urinal boundary.
Niggas always want to stand right next to you. Like, no, you can't look at my dick, nigga. Move.
There's another urinal. Just give me my space. Yeah, right. Like,
I want to know.
Yeah, and it's not even like a thing where it's like, hey, man. Yo, you gay or something? Nah, it's not that. It's not. Nah, I'm not saying
personal space.
It's just personal space.
Just imagine you're taking a piss and a nigga pull up next to you and goes, hey, man, you gay or something?
Wait, you came here.
Yeah, like, this is not. This your bush? Huh? You the king of the forest?
Like, king of the bush.
You got special bonds with this bush?
nigga pulling up next to you asking you if that's your bush. Yeah. Why?
Wow.
Nah,
that's the Port Authority bathroom.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just personal space, dog. Like, and don't tell me what's up and try to have small talk when I'm peeing.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. All the time. White men. It's only old white men. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Yeah.
Nigga, what
I don't
want to
chit chat while my dick is in my hand. Like, there's something about that that's just odd.
Yeah.
Like, decreasing fluids.
Yeah, like, that's...
Decreasing.
Yeah. Like, you ever had your dick in your hand while looking, like, while looking for porn? Like, wonder what category going to that? No, you just do it. Like, you don't fucking have audible conversation when your penis is in your hand.
Imagine, like, actually talking yourself through beating your meat. Like,
oh, man, I wonder...
the porn hub searches.
Oh, wow.
She must do a lot of squats, man. Yeah. She's been in this position for
imagine
a while.
Imagine Marcel at the bathroom and an old white guy starts talking to him.
He's going
to
karate chop him in the face.
Oh, no, I'm doing a leg sweep.
Yeah.
While his dick is out. While his dick is out.
Dick out leg.
Sweeping his nigga's leg one time.
That's a nasty finisher.
Nigga gonna crack his skull with his dick out. Like, he's gonna be really upset. Family come to identify the body. His dick
this nigga leg sweeping
air.
Old dust over there.
You'll piss everywhere.
Yeah, and then you got those.
Now you pissed on yourself. You unconscious in a puddle of your own piss.
And then.
Just because you wanted to talk to me while I'm peeing. Don't do it.
And then the motherfuckers got the nerve to not wash their hands.
Oh,
like,
I hate that.
Fam.
If the niggas don't wash their ass, they're not going to wash their hands.
Niggas don't wash their legs. Yo, they don't wash.
They just let the water run
down.
There was
a thread I was reading the other day, and it was about people fighting the thought of washing your hands when you get out the bathroom. And they were trying to justify it, saying they were trying to say that when you wash your there's like certain secretions that come out of your skin that keep your – and if you keep washing your hands, you're – doing more damage to yourself than not.
It's not like, wash your hands every 3 minutes. Nigga, it's when you go pee, once every couple hours.
One guy was like, he only washes his bathroom washes his hands in the bathroom when somebody else is there so they don't think he's dirty.
I respect that nigga for being so honest. You a nasty motherfucker, but
you're disgusting.
I respect the honesty, though.
Bro, you're disgusting.
Niggas like you are why I wash my hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas like you are why I don't go to people's houses.
I need to be extra clean not to fuck around with you. And then you got the fucking nerve. All right, so... Now you go into some of these offices and you got like snacks and shit like that, right? So now PP Fingers Pete over here.
This nigga put his hand in the nuts, cuz.
Yeah, dog.
I have to put his nasty hands in the nuts.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The thing.
Nuts for nuts.
Those be the same people that they do that or they walk right out the bathroom and go dap somebody and rub their head.
Nah, I'm going to punch you in the planters,
that's
nigga.
That's the nigga that come over to your desk and put his hand on your shoulder when he want to talk to you. Like, there's no reason for you to have physical contact with me, my guy.
Fuck out my face.
Especially since you didn't wash your hands.
Yo, I remember last time that shit happened, it like legitimately infuriated me. Like, dude, just like he came over and said, hey, how's it going, buddy? And put his hand on my shoulder. Why the fuck are you touching me? I do not want this.
How's your day going, Markel?
We're not even fucking cool.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Speaking of dicks being out,
Huh?
Huh? What?
I want to see where this goes. Go ahead.
I don't. Not too bad. We're here now. one of my friends on Twitter the other day tweeted. He was like, I was walking around all day with my fly open. Didn't even feel a draft. My dick little? And I'm like, what?
What?
Huh?
That's funny.
That is funny.
How does those two things correlate? Pete? I'm going to say your name, Pete. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you?
I'm not going
to
hold you.
That happened
to me yesterday. I left the gym and I was walking. I was like, damn, my dick cold. Oh,
oh shit.
Dripping wide open. Yeah,
but.
Oh, you so was like, working out in jeans, nigga? Yeah.
What? No. Just working
I changed
out
clothes?
Oh. Nigga was working out in a onesie.
Wait.
I said so casually.
You go to the gym in your workout gear? Just like, and nothing else? You just show up tank top and shorts.
Nah.
Fucking 30 degrees outside.
Nah. Hoodie.
Nah, James workout
well,
like.
First of all, I haven't been in the gym in a while, so.
James that workout is, like Bane, just butt ass.
Yeah, I do.
Just
oiled up butt ass.
Yeah, oiled up and butt. I would never forgive that nigga for doing that. Like, that is weird.
Yeah.
I don't care what fucking how meaningful I was born this way. So nigga put said, on
I do
clothes.
Not need clothing.
You do. You,
trust me, you do.
You nasty.
Nah, you don't need clothes.
You're living in the darkness.
Hey, you think Bane Venom makes your dick little? I don't know why we're talking about dick so much, but we here.
So. Nah. No.
Nah, you don't think the shit
makes you big like a horse.
Very big. Straight from Santa Prisca. That's not even that.
Niggas just injecting that straight into the vein. Straight into the vein.
Uh-huh. Right into the vein.
The one on top, Chris.
The Bane vein. Why'd you got it? I know how my...
Last time you did it.
What?
Nigga, I don't know where any veins are.
I don't know.
Anyone else's penis. I know where mine are.
I mean, there's a general plan for that, you know, body plan, right? It's all in the same spot.
So Doja Cat was doing coke, huh?
Doja Cat was doing a lot.
Let's get the fuck off this.
She hit the mean nosedive, son. You could tell.
I love this so much, though.
I loved it.
Such
it was
good
great.
Video content. And not to, hey.
Russell.
No, Russell.
Yeah. Call the nigga Russell.
All right, so basically, for those who you don't know, there's a video circulating online with Doja Cat.
The lovely Doja Cat.
The lovely Doja Cat. Yes. We're we're Doja Pussies over here?
Yeah.
What's our hive?
I don't think she has.
Doja.
The Doja Dojas?
Are we creating one?
We are.
The Doja.
We're the Doja Cat 4.
Oh, God. She'll fire us right away.
Oh, yeah. We're doing nothing positive for your image, Cuzzy. But she was on live, and it seemed like she wanted to get a message out to Russ. And this seemed like a playful fight. Like, Russ was in the live with her.
Yeah.
And he's just putting a bunch of laugh emojis. So I don't think anything was taken to heart, obviously. And she just seems to be like, hey, Russ, I don't give a fuck about your music. Shut up. Like, what you have to say in interviews and all that stuff, it's great. Love it. But when it comes to music, no one gives a fuck. A sentiment that was said from other people, and he dealt with it a certain way. Well, he had his people deal with it a certain way, but when Doja did it, that shit different. That nigga was laughing at it, but it was the way she delivered it.
That nigga said, she said, don't get me wrong, I would braid your hair for hours.
Telling another man while on coke that you're going to braid his hair for hours just seems like a very nice gesture. Like, I'm here for
it. That sounds great. I wish I had hair to do that.
She was like, hey, I would fuck you.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck. Russell.
Russell.
No. She said, I'm gonna.
Russell. Yeah. Russell.
I'm gonna.
Russell. Russell. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna, but.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and my thing is.
Russell.
My thing is, doesn't she have a boyfriend, though?
Hey, who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
I'm trying to be Russell.
Yeah.
I am. I'm trying to be Russell, too, but.
You look like your name could be Russell.
Hey, nigga, I take it.
I like that. Yeah, you can.
I'm gonna fight you, nigga.
Wow. You see how fast things just changed?
Yo,
from...
I literally only said I like that.
Yeah.
That's
after
it.
After he said it. I was like, it's cool when he said it. But the way you said, I like that,
yeah.
I like it, nigga. I took offense. And you gonna take offense to the face, nigga.
That's not like your life.
Like a little, like
this
a
nigga about to get bamf.
Like a rolled up fence. Bamf. I gotta make a bamf shirt now.
But yo, that video made me wanna ask y'all, have y'all ever had a shorty tell you she thought you were corny, but she still wanted to fuck you?
Yeah, every woman that's ever agreed to fuck me.
Like, she was like, hey, don't get me wrong. You kind of trash, but I suck your dick, though. And I'm like, that's happened.
Dog.
And I appreciated it. Like, oh,
dog,
well, thank you for being able to see who I am truly.
Dog, we do a nerdy podcast. Yes, all women think I'm fucking corny. But the fact, hey, listen, genetics, that's where genetics come into play. When you 6'3", who the fuck cares about corny? Right. Niggas just want tall children. And I'm like, ha-ha, pulled out. Like,
jokes on you.
Ha-ha, jokes on you. I smoke mad weed.
Hey.
And I drank a Fanta before this. Ha-ha. I'm
about to go talk about comics, bitch. Bye.
Bye, nerd. I call her a nerd and I go to combo shop.
She can pour tropical she fantasy confused. Directly on the dick.
Oh, wow. Like,
God damn.
Now you gotta scrub it. Whoa. Oh, why?
Yo, why?
That's what she does.
Where did you go with that?
Where did you go with that verse?
That's what she does when you pour the tropical fantasy on the ball piece.
I don't need you telling me what she does. I know, James.
I'm just narrating the story.
Please do not.
Wait.
That nigga over here producing.
Let him work. Let him produce.
Let
him clear the floor.
The equipment got swept off the table. What you got, James?
What if?
Oh God!
What if y'all are having sex with your girlfriends?
Okay.
And I narrate the whole thing.
No, Jesus Christ!
Dang, I'm not having sex with my girl. I'm going home.
Once I hear your voice, and then sex is over.
Wait, I'm just.
And then he gave her the ball piece.
Hey, I'm out. I'm
putting nah, but
put my pass back up.
Nah, you know what?
Don't let her give you the ball piece, Chris. Chris is attempting the crouching tiger, hidden blurred. The blurred's not so hidden anymore. Or is it?
His legs are shaking.
Nigga, I got
his calves are still weak.
Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Is that semen or hamstrings?
There's semen on a sweater already.
Wow. I'm gonna be like Carrot Top. I'm gonna need so many objects for sex. Like, it's just I'm gonna have to bring a smoke bomb, a fucking a dragon. Where the fuck am I find a dragon?
That one dude that was swooping around Twitter the other day.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a vuvuzela.
Is that a vuvuzela? Are you happy to see her?
Both. I don't know. Somehow the lights turned on. I'm fucking vuvuzela, my girl. She left the room. I didn't even know.
Somehow his dick turns into a horn.
And then Marcy turned into a toaster.
Wow.
The fuck?
Nobody saw this coming. Not even her.
What if while I'm narrating, whatever I say actually happens?
That's been the joke.
That's exactly what we
No, that wasn't the joke.
Yeah, for us it was.
That wasn't the joke.
Nigga, I just turned Marcy into a toaster. That wasn't the joke.
I'll show you the joke.
You're the joke.
I am. You like that?
Sex is done. Like, it's just
sex is done.
Yeah, I'm
forever.
It's crazy.
$2 million. But that's how you live life. James narrates all of your sexual encounters.
Oh.
Just for $2 million?
For $2 million.
Wait, I get the $2 million though.
Why you get the $2 million?
No, he doesn't, nigga.
Nigga, narrating
nigga, you get it.
All y'all sex lives is very difficult. So
how often do you think we fucking? I'm honestly might just to make it difficult, I might like 4 a.m. just
yeah, and then I have to show up to narrate. Yeah.
This nigga's fucking again.
I need that $2 million. I need the two million.
Oh, you guess he's there?
I'm over here.
He's
yo,
not physically in it.
I'm over here brushing, but like
yeah. Nah, man.
I'm over here brushing my teeth.
I could maybe deal with the voice coming out of heaven, but I can't deal with him in the room.
The voice coming
he's
out
not
of heaven?
In the room. No, the thing is, only you could see me, though.
But he has to see
this.
That's
even worse. Because now she's the only one I'm looking
only,
at.
Only you could see me, but she can hear the voice, though.
This nigga James in the corner of the room flossing the whole time when you trying to fuck.
Then I try to floss mid-fuck. Fuck up the whole shit.
Ah, shit.
Yo, that's a great movie right there.
It's called A Third Man.
You're welcome.
That's yo, true. Maybe we can add
the third
that.
Wheel.
The third
James.
Wheel.
I like that.
We can add that to the comic book repertoire.
Yeah,
that little universe. Yo. Just it's like a weird narrated book, and every issue is
mad
different.
Hentai.
Yeah,
I guess
it's
super
like a
hentai.
Like, it's like a Goosebumps, but with sex.
Mm.
Yeah. Yo, I don't want Goosebumps
with sex at all.
Connected.
Yeah, please.
Any form
that.
Of fashion.
Yeah, you know what.
When I don't want no bumps.
When you're right.
All right. Goose, geese,
moose. I don't give a fuck. Fuck out of here.
RL Slime? Is that what? Is that the narrator?
RL Slime.
Young Thug getting that check.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, boy.
Sure, you melodic.
Goosebumps starring NBA Youngboy.
Woo! That's a fire record.
We're talking about music now?
I don't know. But I guess it's full circle after a Doja Cat shit. All right, yo, good job, guys. That was a good full circle thing.
No problem.
And this has been episode.
Yeah, I didn't got nothing else after that. But hold on. Let me get the docket in my pocket. I'm trying to fill into that space. All right. So now that we just got past Valentine's Day.
I'm still not over this nigga saying, hold on, guys. I got something nasty.
Thank you guys for spawning that idea.
You spawned it, nigga.
Nigga was just brainstorming ideas at home.
James narrating Spawn.
I'll do it.
Ooh. Should men get engagement gifts, push gifts,
no.
Valentine's Day gifts, birthday gifts,
definitely
any
not
time
push
of gifts.
Gift?
What the fuck is a push gift?
A push
it's
gift
it's a gift that you give to a woman for having a baby. Like, why would a man get that?
Gift? It's the baby.
Yeah, it's the baby. Yeah,
the baby's the gift.
That is your push gift.
You pressured me into having this baby against all odds. Actually, I don't even remember the time. I usually pull out, but you saying the one time I didn't. And then I woke up, my dick was a little bit wet, and then you was like, oh, no, you know, it just must have been, like, you know, weird dream. You was like, yo, you fucked me in my sleep, and you made me nut in you.
You would have wanted to wrap your legs around me and said, come with me.
Like, yeah, it's like, I'm
we're here now.
The ball piece exploding there.
Yeah. Man, I've never been more horny than when you tell me nut in me. What?
Yes. That does
without
it.
Without question.
That does it.
Yeah, now we here.
You got some erectile problems? Let her go tell you nut in me.
Oh, what? Semen? In you?
Perfect.
Sure.
Why not?
Turn June into a fucking Twinkie.
Shit sound like a Funk Flex bomb. A lot of low end theory.
But yeah, do you think men should get like some type of gifts when these events happen? That for the longest time they've always said, oh, you know, it's for the woman and blah 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 and this, that, and the third. Why can't it be for the men? If we're progressing in every other facet in our society, why can't we progress in the gift given in certain milestones like this?
I'll do you one better.
Damn, you did not push a child out of...
I'm saying push gift was one example, but it's also like, you know, engagements. Valentine's Day is mainly for the woman and shit like that, even though my girl did get me some Calvin Klein drawers.
I did see that on the story. I did.
Oh, okay. I forgot I put that up, nice, and I was like, how, James? But okay.
I missed that.
He's been narrating.
And then she pulled out the Calvins. No, but I'll do one better, because I don't even like getting gifts. So how about just nobody get gifts?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I would only give gifts like on your birthday and Christmas. That's about it.
I'm a fire gift giver.
I give you that.
Top five gift
I'll
giver.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Who ranked this?
Me.
I did.
Like I said, top five. There's like 3 billion people in the world.
Hey, he higher on the list than you.
I'm not debating that.
Yeah, just saying hi.
There's gotta be a nigga named Calvin in fucking Nebraska that probably gives better gifts than him.
Calvin in Nebraska is wild.
Listen, I'm the only
he sniffs
nobody
butts.
From Nebraska ever did anything cool.
You're right.
So he's not on this.
It was a reach.
Yo, shout out Omaha, man. They got the Omaha snakes. Steaks.
Snakes?
He said Omaha snakes?
Steaks. Stuff
like that. You got snakes?
You ever had one, James?
Yeah. You never had one?
No.
They're pretty good. They're as good as they say.
I've seen that.
Who says?
They are who we thought they were.
They are.
They say.
The higher ups.
Yeah.
Stay woke.
All right.
Third eye.
I'm sleeping as a motherfucker.
I'm sleeping as a
Wake up!
When that shit starts
somebody
glowing.
Give me that purple robe and a soapbox, my nigga. I got white people to yell at.
I don't know. I think it's just like a little fucked up. Because there is there's a lot of pressure with giving gifts. Most times. And then
you think so?
Yeah.
Not for me. Like I said, I'm top five.
I never feel any pressure. It's like, oh, I know you. I know what you like.
I'm definitely top five.
My only pressure is I always forget. I'm always last minute. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. That's tomorrow?
Damn it. That's definitely a reason why you would not be top five.
No, yeah. I never said I was.
Okay? I'm letting you know.
Nigga, you got like...
I'm bottom five.
Oh, hey.
You got...
Hey, Coop, relax.
Yo, I didn't say a damn thing. All I said was hey.
Yeah, we know what
Which is a thing.
We know what James Hay means.
But yeah, you got all this technology in your hand and all this. You don't set no reminders or nothing like that?
No, I do. But it's me.
All right. I get it. Okay. That's fair.
That's my line. Assessment. Anytime I do anything where I fuck up, it's me.
I got a lot of shit going on. And sorry, your gift flew by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like, know, I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday, mom.
Yeah. Enjoy these Snickers.
It's me. It's me. Enjoy these what, sir?
Snickers.
Okay.
What'd you
think said Snickers? I'm like, what the fuck is a Snigger?
Salty niggas.
Oh, wow.
It's me. I'm a Snigger.
I'm a Snigger.
Can we get away?
You're not, with- you're not yourself when you don't have a Snigger.
You're a Snigger. Okay. Yo, commercial, guys. Can we make this commercial?
Nigga eat a Snickers bar and turns into Carlton Banks.
Oh, I'm better. I needed that. It's not unusual.
Now, Snickers cereal.
Hey, yo. Turn your milk. No, you know what? You're going to stop right there.
Have you ever wanted to be chocolatey brown?
Wow.
Have a Snickers.
Rachel Dozoff is way ahead of the game. I'll tell you that.
Ew. She owns stock in the company.
She does.
She's Amazon Prime and that shit right now.
Wait. Snickers got cultural appropriation. Marshmallows.
Yo, instead of Amazon Prime, could we start like Dunkirk Prime?
Just
deliver shady back end black market.
But you pay extra for it to get to you late.
Yeah.
I'm all on
purpose.
I'm all for
in
it.
In a discreet area.
Yeah.
Hey, cuz, meet me outside.
Yeah. Alleyway 3 blocks down.
Yeah, we always deliver it to like 3 houses over on purpose.
I like that.
3% chance you might get jumped when you pick it up.
Yeah. Sometimes
3%?
Yeah. Sometimes 3. We just send you the box. And then
you gotta pay for it to get the 3% because other than that it's 50.
Yeah. We send you the empty box. And then 3 days later, we send you like a little video, like a little flash drive, and it has a video of us using your product that you ordered.
Ah, I like that. And then you give a good review online about it.
Hey, man, you really would have liked this blow dryer.
And then you blow dry your ball piece.
Got your shit, nigga.
Got your shit, bitch. Oh,
my pews looking luxurious.
Yeah.
These satin pews.
Fucking perm. You got a do-rag.
Todd's watching the video. Oh, is this your bush?
Do-rag on your dick?
Nigga's like, do-rag on your dick. Nigga's like, Lewis, is that a perm?
Nigga got the silky on his pews.
It's tied to the front.
You gotta get
not in the front like it's Odie. Yeah.
You gotta get the silky if you want to make it milky.
Don't call my dick Odie.
Nah, bitch, better call my dick Odie. Hey, yo. I got Odie dick, bitch.
Talk about I'm the daddy.
Don't let me pull out.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
I'm the daddy, available everywhere.
Yeah.
Listen to it now. Run it up, please. I need the 15 cents.
Okay, perfect.
But also, that, like, before Lewis even got here, we was talking about, yo, it would suck that if you were to, like, fall in your shower and die, how the hospital or, like, the EMTs or whatever have to come and look at you, like, your lifeless, like, body with your flaccid penis. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, this is why I pop a blue chew before I take every shower.
I explained to Chris that that's not going to work because the blood is no longer
and
pumping,
wait,
Chris.
But listen to what he says after that.
Okay. Yeah, but then I was like, yeah, that's exactly why you have to tie your penis off after you get the erection. Then you go shower.
So not only does this nigga want to die with his dick out, he wants to die with his dick out and tie it up.
Niggas turn him around like, is that a purple dick?
Hey, man.
He's like, well, he's still hard.
Yeah. Get your dick rags on Dunkirk Prime and just tie the strings around your penis.
That's a nasty sight.
Hey, man, listen.
Hood niggas get the two-tones?
That shit going to give you more viruses than LimeWire. Wow. Said, talk about Napster. I'll show you a virus.
Oh, God. Please don't.
Don't go to Dunkirk Prime, people. Just treat yourself better.
No, do it, because then we can send all our kids to college. You know, all the funds.
I plan on living mediocre enough where my kids just get into school for free. And I might have all, like, my real money off the books.
Okay.
I shouldn't have sent that during tax time. But whatever. That shit is already submitted. Cover my check. Government.
Because by the time the feds come for you, we'll be in Africa. So that's all that matters.
I just want to say all my shit is accounted for.
Is it? Is it? I don't know.
All my shit's accounted for. You heard it here first.
Hey, man,
you only got one kid, Lewis.
Exactly. She's accounted for.
I know exactly where she's at right now.
She's
home.
She's probably sleeping, too.
Sleep is 1:21 in the afternoon.
Nigga, she's my child.
All right. When you're right.
And it's Sunday,
you wake up at 5.
Yeah, so someone got to sleep in.
On the weekends.
Oh.
You ain't going to catch me awake before 3. If I got shit to do.
On the weekend?
You always have shit to do. Nigga, you got a family.
Well, my daughter sleeps with me. Like, we got the same sleeping schedule.
We both sleep.
Yeah, we both wake up at 3.
Hey, man.
It's a good life, Marcel.
No, it's not. Yo, you know how much that got? So you wake up at 3, you got about an hour and a half of sunlight, and then it's dark.
Nigga, I ain't going outside. Homebody, nigga. Homebody.
Same thing about leaving the house.
Nigga wasn't outside before. What makes you think you're going to go outside then?
Nigga, I got to go out the next day to do the podcast. That's my outside.
God damn.
It's all the sunlight you need.
Exactly.
It's the lights in the ceiling.
It's a 15-minute drive to the studio. That's all I need.
Photosynthesis.
Uh-huh.
I just said that just because.
I agree with you.
Yeah. No, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Let's get into some ignorant news here.
Yes.
But.
My favorite part
of
the day.
Those are weird sound effects we all gave.
Yeah, that was very wide ranging. And now I'm just frightened. And
a lot of emotions that happened.
Yeah, it was a lot of. What space are we in? Like, where are you in the world where those combinations of sounds are happening?
Five Star Studios.
Yeah,
that's something everywhere. Right. Yes, okay. Y'all hear about the little Australian boy that was being bullied for his dwarfism?
Why son, be like, I look at that nigga, son. Why you laugh, Lou?
Yeah, you piece of shit.
I looked at that video and was like, ooh, they about to finesse.
Jeffrey
and
Dean.
And then they finesse.
They finesse the fuck out your niggas on the top.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan made a very heartfelt video.
You didn't
say
$300,000 to this nigga flashing money.
He that said, nigga. Got him.
So, yo, that shit is wild. You know what it was? Like, I saw the video, the initial video on the timeline, and there's certain things.
I didn't even click on it. I said, this is bullshit.
Nah, not even that. Whether it was real or not, there's certain things on the timeline I just don't dive into. Why the fuck do I want to be sad, man? Like,
that too.
Like,
that too.
Well, I don't want to be sad, man.
It's a Friday,
everything.
Nigga.
At
enjoy
work,
my Friday.
I'm overworked, underpaid, and now sad at this poor little boy that's quote unquote bullied that thing. And then I have to think to myself, everyone's leaving the heartfelt comments. I hate parents that record that shit. Like, you talking about being bullied and you want to kill yourself, blah, blah. Whether it was real or not, your mother's recording it. You being sad and crying. What the fuck is wrong with you as a mother?
Tell the world how you feel. I just want to die. You see what you did?
Yeah, look what the fuck is wrong.
First question I asked the mom, what was the purpose out there behind the recording?
Yeah.
What was your motive?
What the fuck?
What was the goal here?
Yeah, exactly.
To spread awareness. Like, where?
Yeah.
Now, spread awareness to your child. How about that?
Yeah, hug him, you evil bitch. The fuck
tell
is
him,
wrong
tell
with
him
you?
Tell him it's going to be all right.
How about prepare your kid for the world?
Exactly.
How about go fuck up those other kids that was making fun of your baby?
That's the
I'd
best.
Be in that yard choking the shit out of
I can't do shit from New York. That's a 24-hour flight.
I'll
fight the parents. My kid definitely going to fuck the other kids up, though.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't fuck them up the first time. That's why he's getting bullied.
Well, they should have told him how to throw a punch.
Unless you go out and then your mama get beat up too, and now you're just getting beat as a family. Damn. And it's like, at least I'm not alone.
That'd be wild.
While getting bamfed.
Like, imagine whole family getting their ass
whooped. Yeah. Damn, as a unit. Son. That's fucked up.
Grandparents getting beat up.
The world came together as one to support this little nigga for about 4 hours.
Who the fuck is the world, nigga?
No, I'm saying for about 4 hours. Then that shit cracked open.
Wait, so when it cracked open.
My man was out here saying, nigga, and shit. I was like, hey, yo.
Wait, who cracked it open?
Some girl on Facebook.
People with actual sense.
Yeah, people with the research.
Like, his
followers. So what was the research? I didn't
see
that.
They went to his IG page. Yeah.
That was it.
All it takes.
That nigga was flexing and Gucci, all this and that.
Showing money.
But then again, to be fair, though. The Gucci can't be that expensive. You buying it in kid
now,
size.
Now, like, I gotta find
it. Yeah, that's when you buy Gucci and all that expensive shit.
Yeah.
When it's like one piece of cloth.
I'm an extra large. My shit, $300 minimum. Shit
pricey.
But
yeah, man, the internet is as simple as not immediately reacting and just looking a little bit deeper into things. But exactly. People don't do that.
But it's
so they end up with like fucking Kony 2012 situations all over again.
Yep.
Yeah, niggas just never learn.
It's fucked up that we can't even be sympathetic anymore on the internet. To like all those people who had those sentiments, they were right to have those sentiments absolutely. And all that stuff. But you have pieces of shit that are doing. This is the second time that happened. Remember Keaton Jones?
Yeah.
The kid with the fucked up face and the piece of shit mommy.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, I shouldn't say he had a fucked up face. That's very insensitive to say it like that because it wasn't really him. That was a piece of shit. It was his mama that was a piece of shit. But then again,
both his parents were pieces.
Yeah, but then if you've grown up in that household, you're probably gonna grow up to be a piece of shit just by like osmosis, like
so association.
Yeah, like you know what I mean.
He's like mad, like plant biology.
Like Boosie,
photosynthesis,
like
osmosis.
Boosie and his son, they both pieces of shit, and the baby a piece of shit because the daddy's a piece of shit and teach him all this piece of shit ways. Yeah. That's just the way the world turns.
Why was Boosie going to Planet Fitness?
$10 a month. Nigga, he still got that jam mentality.
That was the wildest shit to me.
That's the closest you could get to jam.
That was the worst leg work I've ever seen.
Yo, what was he doing?
She was running to be on the ground. Nigga was, scrub the ground.
Nigga was struggling with the 20 pounds. Like, the machine got instructions on the side to tell you how to use it. Like,
he didn't read that.
They got pictures, nigga.
Like, Boosie said, I don't got to read that shit.
Like, all you had to do was adjust where the little bar was. But like, that's it.
To be fair, fucking Planet Fitness, half the machines don't even fucking work, so he probably couldn't even adjust
Planet
it.
Fitness is like the Rikers Island of gym memberships.
Yeah.
And this nigga just like volunteered to be there. Like, I mean, prison mentality really stick around, son.
Yo, they don't have a dressing room either, right? They don't have a locker room.
Now they don't have anything.
You get dressed in a parking lot.
Boosie definitely does, because he's afraid of other men looking at him funny.
Yeah.
He didn't even get dressed. He came in his outside clothes.
Yeah. This nigga's wearing Janko jeans.
nigga exercising in a polo, like. What are you doing?
And all his jewelry on. All of it.
All of it.
What the fuck? But, you know, I guess shout out to them.
Every time that nigga do a push over here.
It's fucked up. I do a push up with my tank.
All right. He didn't have to do the voice. That's how we get shot. The fuck? Nigga, he can't lift 20 pounds. He's not shooting a gun. That kickback
going
to knock him on his ass.
Yeah, but he's going to use that ass knock to knock you the fuck out with a bullet.
Yeah, that ass knock is dangerous. Yeah,
that ass knock, crazy.
Boosie is afraid of any man doing any type of ass knocking. You don't want nothing to do with it.
What is
also, for you to be as like homophobic as you are, Boosie ain't the name you should have.
That's true. Where is the origin of that name?
I don't know. Probably some
nickname, I guess.
I don't care.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm shit on the man.
See how quick this shit turned on him? Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Apparently, jeez.
Go back to narrating niggas live.
And then Boosie tried to lift. Yeah. It did not work.
What is this nigga doing? I'm going home. Like, you know what sucks? Because there's certain like hood nigga shit that I just absolutely love. And Boosie was one of those people. Like him, just watching Boosie cook eggs. It's hilarious with a knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hilarious to me. Him on going on Instagram live with people, and then there was a little girl that got on. He was like, nope, nope. He threw the phone across the room. He was like, oh God, that little girl.
There was the one where Shorty came on and she was ugly. He just started laughing and just ended it. That shit was mad funny.
That to me is almost like harmless, fucked up shit, hood nigga shit.
Yeah.
Ignorant hood nigga that I like. Now you just crossing into a whole other fucking just territory.
There's
just
absolutely
unnecessary.
No reason for you to be giving your opinion on this man and his child and how he chooses to raise his child.
Yeah. Yo, like, man,
shut
like,
up, bro. Like, that shit ain't got nothing to do with you, brother.
That shit crazy, man.
And like, yeah, I can't even. I was gonna try and like play devil's advocate for a second, and be like, I can understand like why he was saying that. Like, whoa, like what if he changes his mind later? But like.
But the thing is,
shut the fuck up.
You don't understand that house's situation.
Yeah, just
you don't
shut
first
the fuck
of all,
up.
No, with the whole like no one said anything about them going through with the surgery.
Yeah, that's the thing that threw
me
off.
Yeah, that was the thing. Nobody.
Nah, you know. All right. So with the whole Dwayne Wade situation, Zaya, and the Boosie situation, Google it. Fuck you. The whole thing with that is, I feel like everyone who's opposed to it is operating out of. Like, not only ignorance, but not doing the research, right? Like, if my child, who I love to death, I don't care what my child is. Like, I just want a healthy baby. Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly do not care. Whatever my child wants to do, go ahead, do it. Just don't call me 3 a.m. saying, Daddy, I got locked up. Well, guess what, nigga? You stay in there.
Yeah.
At least until, like, 7.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The next
7 a.m.
Oh, I think that's 7 years
seven
old. I'm like, you raising some wild ass babies.
It's 3 a.m., bro. I'm not coming. I'm not going nowhere. I'll be there at 7.
Nigga, who are you raising? The Rugrats? Just
don't
getting out.
Don't piss off anyone that's much larger than you, because they will probably whoop your ass.
Yeah.
But my thing, like, if my child came to me and said, this is the way I feel, and me personally, I'm not someone, I don't like a lot of medication. Uh-huh. I like it.
I'm with you.
I don't like the pharmaceutical companies in general. I think it's a bunch
of
shit.
Vaccine.
I don't like. I mean, I get my shots. I don't get
the initial ones I get, but
the
like
initial
the flu,
ones,
I don't get the flu shot. All that other bullshit.
Yeah, like
the extra shit.
I got the flu once.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You still here?
Yeah.
Now you got the antibodies to fight that.
That
shit
sucked though.
Yeah, it does.
Vamp the.
But
fuck
yeah,
out
I'm not getting a flu shot.
I never had a flu shot.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's not
when
even,
you're old though.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's not even like
the flu could take me out.
Yeah.
Fuck that, nigga.
Flu killed Lou.
Yeah.
Wow. Make that a t-shirt, please. Wow. In my honor.
You know what it is? It's not even so much the flu shot. It's just like, I'm not going to my local shady ass CVS to get the flu shot from you niggas.
From Doug.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, huh? Doug. Yeah.
I don't want no shots that I can get at a convenience.
Yeah.
I can't front though.
If you get sick and survive, that's a big lawsuit.
Nigga,
right
that's
there.
How the coronavirus died. Nigga went to go get the flu shot next to the coronas.
Ah, damn.
Pablo gave it to him?
Yeah, man.
Pablo.
Fuck out of here, cuz. But yeah, like so with that conversation, it would, and this is me operating now, not even having kids, raising, seeing how they're operating and living through life at that point and taking their emotions into account, because I don't have kids yet. I don't have that emotional connection yet. But what I do believe what would happen with me is that it's like, all right, so you're 12, 13 years old. I support you in whatever changes you want to make, lifestyle, name, all gender, whatever you want, I will adapt and learn accordingly for you. The world is a pretty shitty fucking place, dog. And you're going to get bullied. So I just want you to know that when you come home to mom and dad is going to make up for all the shitty things you had to put up outside. Right? Yeah. That's where I'm coming from.
Also, here's how you throw a mean right hook.
Oh, you're going there to you be go. A fucking ninja, cuz.
Ninja cuz?
Yeah, that's my ninja cuz.
Crip ninja?
Yeah, man. You're going to get all types of fucking smoke bombs and shit like right. that. Christmas.
Looking like thing. Billy in the first
Hell
Ninja
Turtle. Yeah. yeah. I'm
Ninja Turtle. Yeah, the first Power Ranger.
Yeah, remember fucking Three Ninjas? Yeah. Had a little fucking Asian granddaddy was raising his three very white grandsons, yeah, and we didn't know how that lineage worked at all. That's gonna be Tum Tum. I'ma raise a little Tum Tum. We're gonna be in the thing with some Twizzlers and smoke bombs.
Didn't Hulk Hogan pop up too?
Oh yeah, he did.
Let me tell you something, nigga.
And it, that was actual footage right
now,
there.
Now, one black person in that movie, he still got that nigga off, though.
That's why there wasn't a black person in the movie.
Yeah,
that's a key to life.
Hulk Hogan.
Always get that nigga off.
Yeah, always get that nigga off. No,
that's his motto.
His daughter got them niggas off, though. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, she did. She got a lot of niggas off.
Brooke Hogan put her size 14 foot in that nigga face.
But continue your point.
Oh, like yeah. That. Oh, man, like my that. Bad. I was saying something real philosophical and shit like
nigga,
that.
Continue. I'm here with you.
But, like, the thing with that is, like, I don't know if I'm going to allow my child to take certain medications and all that stuff at that age.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Knowing that I personally don't even fuck with medicine like that. Like, but at the same time, at that point, we have to do our research. We have to talk to these doctors, specialists, all this stuff. First of all, I don't even know if my insurance is going to cover this whole shit, dog. Like,
a lot of the time, doesn't.
It don't, right? Yeah. So if I'm financially able, then, you know, we do the proper research and all that stuff. And you kind of have to go. You have to talk to your partner. You have to talk to the child. You have to go back and forth. I'm not going to try to deter you from who you are and who you feel you are on the inside. I'm not going to deter you from that. But I'm just saying, yo, these pockets is kind of heavy, man. Nigga, you want the switch? Or
hey, you want the switch?
No.
Wow.
No.
That's the only place it could have gone. No. And you know it.
I was just thinking that I was like, you either want the switch or you want the like, we can't finesse both without certain.
Switch or the switch light?
I will flip this whole table over. Switch I swear to light God.
Is nuts.
No.
Switch stop light it. Is nuts.
Stop it.
I just flipped the switch.
No. Stop.
Switch light is nuts.
He'll know you're doing this.
I could have said PlayStation. I felt like.
It, don't do that.
No.
You got to switch the PlayStation.
Don't even go Xbox.
No.
Hey.
I'm going to throw
what's that? Oh, it's my Xbox.
I'm going to throw this bottle at your face. Stop it.
No, but I'm with you though. But
yeah, like
mine was less financial. It's more of just like, I guess, kind of like agreeing with Boosie, but not like in a Boosie way.
No, not.
He voiced his opinion in the worst way possible.
But also, it's like, yo, dog, when you adult,
main point there is just shut the fuck up.
That's
the other thing.
I'm not saying your point isn't like one that shouldn't
nobody asked for
be
it.
Considered.
It's not. But no one
asked you.
They
didn't fucking
shit.
Ask you.
Yeah. Nah, they didn't.
And you have no reason to just be out here in public just giving that shit.
In like, a grocery store? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He was in like Planet Fitness or some shit like that. I think it was.
No, that video was a grocery store.
Oh, it was a grocery store.
It was after Planet Fitness.
Like on Breakfast Club last week, they had a guest that they have frequently, which is a trans comedian.
Flame.
And she was talking about it. And she was saying that Bootsy wasn't completely completely wrong.
Bootsy, yeah. Bootsy Collins. Bootsy,
Bootsy wasn't completely wrong, but she was saying the only thing like that she would say to Dwayne, and you know, don't let her use the medication that young.
Yeah, if that's
if they
shit.
Ever did, that was the whole thing.
Right,
that,
but that, honestly, I would say, like, if I was the parent that in was the situation, I probably wouldn't until, like, teenage years.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
No one said anything about but the medicine
that's
either.
The thing. Nobody said
like,
anything.
No one said anything.
No one said anything.
Yeah, all they said was identifying, which is cool.
Yeah.
Identify yourself
and
as whatever
again,
you want.
Like, yo, dog, you 18, 19, it has nothing to do with, like, hey, I may, like, decide I may, like, whatever later on. I'm just like, yo, when you're old enough to make this independent choice about your life as far as taking medication.
That's on you.
That's on you, dog. I just don't want to, again, research is important. That should be first and foremost. But again, like I feel like a lot of people are operating without the knowledge of these medicines and research and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And what you do in that situation
for the most part, Google.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, like, Google if you really do
yeah,
want to be
quiet.
More educated on the situation.
Yeah,
or ask questions.
Yeah.
That's like be open to the discussion.
Yo, dog, it's like getting a tattoo.
But shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not saying don't get the fucking tattoo. I'm just saying don't do it. Nah. It comes off wrong. It's like, it's almost the same idea.
Do your research.
Yeah, when you're old enough, yes. Go for it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's your choice. Now it is in, your life is completely in your hands. I just feel weird about ejecting my baby with certain medicines and all that stuff. Again, and this is operating from the thing, I don't have kids, I don't have the emotional connection, I don't have the thing, but I'm in full fucking support of it, man.
It's not even like about like anything like sexual, is it? But like the medicine that, like, you don't know like what that could do to them. Like,
nigga, I don't
especially
even,
all the shit that makes kids autistic like nowadays.
I don't even believe that there's medicine, the shit like that that make the kids autistic. I think that's a whole other third eye thing that I haven't even looked into. But I just think that's the crock of shit.
Isn't that what Royce said happened to his kid?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what Royce said happened to his kid.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like nobody.
You're not a fucking doctor.
Yeah,
guy.
It goes both ways. You can Google anything and find support for both sides.
Yeah, of course.
That's besides the point.
But I've got a lot more support for evidence that not immunizing your kid will lead to them getting polio or some shit, and that shit will kill them.
Definitely immunize your kids young.
Yeah, there's things that
a lot
that is
of
just,
evidence for that, buddy.
Yeah.
The world is round. Not.
I thought it was flat.
Kyrie, not now.
Go back to Brooklyn.
Yeah, get your ass back. But yeah, I support Dwayne and Gabby 1,000%. It's like, what the fuck did you want him to do? Beat the shit out of his child?
And
like,
now that's a whole different other issue.
Like, what the fuck is really wrong? I don't understand what goes through people's heads.
But people have known that his kid's gay.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Who? That's what I'm saying. Like,
this shit came. Like, when I read the story, I was like, all right, well, hasn't like she identified herself as female this whole time?
Yeah. Like, yo, niggas is taking this shit to heart as if this is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Nigga, you don't even call your kids. You don't see your kids and you commenting on Twitter with them.
Nah, I can't front. The most wild one, though, was the I don't think we ever talked about the Pastor Troy shit.
Man, fuck Pastor Troy.
Yo,
that shit was wild.
I would have turned that whole fucking Applebee's up. Nigga, I would have threw so many mozzarella sticks at that nigga, man. Like,
you can have your opinion, but
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
In Applebee's, 2 for $26, nigga.
It's like, as long as that shit don't got nothing to do with your family or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't bring a son into it. Like, oh, me and my son. Like,
yeah,
we see how you're raising him.
Yeah, exactly. Talking about I was happy and
it's
shit.
It's just a bunch of shit-ass fucking adults raising shit-ass fucking children. And look, yo, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm 27 right now. Any of y'all start bullying my kids and all these fucking fuck-ass fathers that are raising their kids now, and there's going to come a day when your child turns 18. And I'm gonna fuck him up if he's trying to fuck with my baby. Like, I'm gonna fuck y'all up because first of all, I probably won't even wait that long. 6 year old, I'll punch your little ass across the.
I don't play with my daughter. I'm always asking her, like, if she gets bullied and shit. Cause, like, at that point, like, I'm seeing the parents. Like, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, and like, yo, what the fuck are you doing in your household with your son?
Cause I teach my daughter compassion. Like, you gotta treat everybody fucking nice. Don't fucking bully nobody. So, like, you got to do the same shit with your kid for us to have a better world, at least.
Man, I hope my wife does that because I'm going to teach my kid how to fuck people up.
No, you could. I'm talking about your child can have the ability to fuck people up. But still confession.
Like, I really need my kid to have that balance.
My kid can fight.
Wait,
I know that. My kid can fight.
Be nice to other. Like, my initial thought would be
punch that nigga in the mouth.
Hey, yo, Marcel, you trying to send our kids to the same old Asian man in the forest? To,
yes.
To teach them?
They gonna come back and be like,
Tum Tum and Rocky, what up?
They come back and they find out my kid was the old man in the forest.
James is the old man in the forest.
Like, what?
My kid older than me.
Got a full beard. Shit, man.
I'm like, yo, how your beard better than mine?
Got my mom jeans. Got my mom jeans.
Why, wait, why?
Wait, my mom got a beard?
That's so weird. But I'll allow it. Hey, man.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Judge. The Honorable Chris.
Hey, man, these niggas don't want
ain't nothing honorable about
them. Dishonorable. Hey, yo, speaking of Judge, y'all saw that clip of Judge Joe Brown making fun of the crackhead in court?
Nah, nah,
he was like, yo, so I don't know what happened. It was a clip online.
Was Judge Joe Brown a crackhead?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Is that the kettle calling the pot black? Is that how it goes?
Calling the pot crack?
Hey, man, warm that crack up real quick.
I've never seen James struggle so hard.
Kettle, where the kettle pop
up.
Oh, my God.
Yo, nigga, go on, say.
Sally selling seashells by the
parking seashore.
Parking lot? What? That's
not Sally selling crack.
If you run the audio back, you can hear his brain popping like popcorn.
Crack popping like popcorn.
Sally selling seizures by the seesaw. What the fuck?
Nigga's scalp is sizzling right now. Hey. Cook an Omaha steak on that motherfucker.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but Joe Brown was wild.
Nah, so like they're in court. It's like a brother. It's like one dude. One
that
white
was a brother.
No, it was one white dude.
Okay.
That took his crackhead brother to court over some stolen shit and all that stuff. So he's explaining it. And Judge Joe Brown or Judge Mathis, they both black judges.
That's racist.
Wait, they're not the same nigga?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. I thought they just changed the name of the series.
Wow.
No, the name y'all of the series racist. Is their name.
I thought they went from Joe Brown to like, all right, now he's leveled up
to
from
Mathis?
Just being like
to
random nigga, so we could give him a real
like,
name.
Like Morpheus.
You know what I mean? Like Joe Brown, John Smith, shit like that.
Wow.
Praying Mantis.
Praying Mantis. Wow.
Oh, but
y'all
anyway.
Are terrible, by the
so
way.
So the nigga is the crackhead is looking around and stuff like that. And
wait, Joe Brown or Mathis?
No, the crackhead is looking around.
That's what I'm asking.
What?
Which one's the crackhead?
The crackhead, the defendant.
The defendant, the nigga on the show.
Which one of these judges smoke crack?
I don't know.
I think it was Joe Brown.
All right.
He sounded like a crackhead.
Yeah, but damn.
Joe Brown on the block.
But anyway, the crackhead looking around, and the judge goes, hey, what are you doing? Hey, look up. Ain't no crack back there. Look at me. And I'm like, what the fuck is... That's fucked up. Like, what? This
like,
nigga
sir,
could
I
have been,
a problem.
This nigga could have been mid-recovery, and he's like, hey, Aaron Carter, this way.
Aaron Carter.
Wow.
What a segue.
That was, hey, man, shoot or shoot. So I don't know who the fuck, which one of you nasty motherfuckers put this in the group chat?
Oh, it was Marcel.
Nah,
that was me.
Oh, my bad, Marcel.
Wrong yeah, nasty motherfucker.
Wrong.
Why he put that nasty on you?
Ever put some shit like that on me?
Yeah, don't put no nasty on me.
Oh, pause.
Always put the nasty on.
Hold on, guys. James had something nasty.
Clear the room. Clear the room.
Nasty. I don't have any more nasty.
Wait. So first, so Aaron Carter apparently
nasty.
Is dropping his OnlyFans.
Excuse me.
That's what the fucking article said. He's dropping his OnlyFans, and his fans are going crazy.
It's him and his girlfriend.
That's first of all, he looks like the human form of meth. Like it's when yeah. I think of meth, I think of Aaron Carter. What the fuck? And it's crazy. Like I used to be at Aaron's house. Like
I used to be at Aaron Carter's house.
No, the song.
Oh,
that was you in the video.
Yeah, man. Remember, he used to hang out with Shaq. You know how like Michael Jackson used to hang out with like Emmanuel Lewis or Bubbles. I feel like Shaq used to just hang out with Aaron Carter, and it was just like no one really questioned it.
One
it was just like,
I.
All right, cool. But yeah, the niggas dropping on OnlyFans, and the only thing I can think of is who the fuck wants to see that? Like, what are y'all doing? That shit is gross.
35-year-old woman that grew up on Earth House.
But like,
that's about it.
Yo, at what point?
Nah, you know there's still like the diehard Backstreet Boy fans that are just like, yo.
But that's weird.
But they're like 35-year-old titties.
That's weird because it's like he wasn't even into Backstreet Boys. That was his brother. So I was like, I love you so much. I'm going to go buy your little crackhead brother's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Oh, right. Yeah. Aaron is the one that
Nick,
wasn't. Nick,
Nick
was
is the one.
One.
Yeah. Nick
Carter.
Is the older brother.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. See, that's even weirder
well,
now.
Well, Aaron has a rap career.
No, yeah, he has Aaron's stolen. House and that was it.
Yeah, that's not a career. That's one jam.
I mean, he still raps.
Well, you mean current day?
Yeah.
Oh, him and Chet.
What if
him and Chet coming out with a duo album?
Wow.
like when Nas and Damian Marley made that album.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I can see. I can see drum.
It's called cracking them.
I can see Drum Fool on the production for that.
Nah, you can't.
I can.
No, I better not.
Not sir.
Yo, imagine
you want me to jump over this table, don't you?
Aaron Carter over some Drum Fool beats.
The laptop is closed.
Bruh. That shit is.
Odie will retire.
Odie's on the record, bro. He God. Odie. Aaron Carter. Yo, I'm with Odie Carter.
Wow.
Carter gonna OD.
Aaron Odie.
Yo, Aaron probably will.
Capital Carter.
Yo, some of these comments are fucking nasty.
Yeah, I bet they are.
I'm not on the OnlyFans. I'm talking about on his post saying
you
that
subscribe to his post.
Oh. No, nigga.
How much is he charging?
$15, I think. I don't know. Right. I didn't click it. That was a guess.
Compared to the outrageous price, I hear
still less than a mirror dime.
Not if you go on Reddit.
Less than a lot of these
mega uploads, baby.
Yeah. Fucking one of the comments says, "Aw, I love you both. Screw the haters. They're just jealous of what they can't have. No one wants that."
Oh, his is $26.
Oh, you can
get the fuck out of here,
number
son.
To have?
It's, he has 15 posts, 9 photos, 2 videos, 1.2K likes.
That's $2 a post.
It's called Aaron and Melanie.
That's $13 for him, $13 for her. All right. I see the math.
Hey, man. The tip button isn't working. Can you please send...
The tip button isn't working. Yo. That's what she said.
It says, can you please send cash on the Joker 12787 Cash App?
Yo, the Joker's a freak. That nasty motherfucker.
Yo. This nigga's Cash App is the Joker. And you niggas gonna send him money?
Yo, that's gross.
Aw, damn. He was born in December.
The fuck does that gotta do with anything?
He's a Sag, man. Why?
Zodiacs are not a thing, James.
It is a thing.
It's not.
It is a thing.
It's not.
Ask Marcy, isn't it a thing? She
I
thinks
don't give
it's a thing.
Fuck.
Like, it's fucked up.
Like, oh, you think I told her that shit is not a thing.
Yeah, Marcy, it's a thing.
My personality is not determined by how the sun and moon align.
My fucked up environment is the reason I'm like this.
I just found out what Mercury retrograde is, and I don't give a fuck.
What is it?
I don't know.
Shit sounds delicious.
I found out.
There's too much Mercury somewhere. I don't fucking know.
Yo. That mercury will get
stop
you
eating fish.
Yeah, you gotta stop eating fish. That's how you get that's pancreatic cancer.
That's and that's not what it is, by the way.
I just know like, niggas' feelings get down.
Yeah, it's like when the all
right, James, you the expert.
All right, so basically, mercury retrograde is when the polar ice caps flip and then your ball piece twitches a little.
Oh, that's what it happened?
That's what.
Oh, I go through Mercury retrograde at least twice a week.
That's what it is.
You need to go to the doctor. That's your bush. Got a special bond with that bush.
If you guys want to know what that is, ask Sophia and Amber.
Those are the last two people I would like to ask.
They have a whole Mercury retrograde episode.
Yeah. I'm not asking nobody nothing that eats lemon pepper flats off the floor. I'm not asking.
And does war movies for foreplay.
Yo, can we talk about that? Yo, Sophia,
I love you to death, but that shit was funny.
Yo, dog.
You need to come on and explain some shit.
This nigga tweeted roses. It's like, nah, I don't want my man to put roses down to the floor trailing to the bedroom. She was like, I want him to put lemon pepper flats.
Yo, how confused would you be as a man? Like, oh, right, I guess we'll do it flats.
What makes you think I'm not just going to eat the flats?
And the thing is, and the worst part is, I believe she has, like, a pet. She has
bed.
So the trail ain't going to be there no more. Like, that, the dog or cat going to be like, word?
One thing.
This nigga putting down flats?
Chicken bones. He's going to come home. You got no chicken and your dog is dead.
Yeah, the thing is, it's just grease on the floor.
And the bed.
And your man left. He's just like, yo. I want no part.
Yeah.
I got a dead chow on my hands. I'm out.
She got Sandy probably riding on a TV.
Yeah. He was ready to get it juicy. Now he's just done.
Juicy. No dry bitches. All my bitches juice.
Oh, shit. Yo,
had her favorite porno on. Hey,
Normandy Beach.
Niggas getting their whole legs blown off.
She's like, oh, yeah.
He sent her a text like, baby, I got it on right now.
Major Patriot.
Next up is the Patriot. We're going to fast forward to the scene where the cannonball hits the leg and it's just rolling down the field. I know just what you like.
She texts back, oh, you dirty today.
We never get invited back to that podcast, bro.
I didn't go the first time. I was in the Poconos.
It's worth it.
Nah, Wings on the Floor is a dirty foreplay, though.
Yeah, like,
war movies a dirty foreplay. Fuck the wings. I'd rather have the wings.
Her man is cosplaying as Major Payne. Just Damon Wayans. Just
Got the gold tooth and everything. Nah, but that shit nasty because you said she got pets. I'm like, yo, that's mad dander on the flats.
Maybe she likes hairy flats.
Ew.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past. Once again, we fucked with you, Sophie.
Oh my god, that's just. But man, yo, cuz you like what you like, man. I didn't get to bring this up last week, but I saw this.
Some wings now.
I saw this article. Thieves posing as Wu-Tang Clan rappers scammed over 100K from luxury hotels, recording studios.
Oh my god,
bro! And car, like,
Rashad, what were you that weekend?
Yeah. Oh, facts.
Huh? 5-star.
Were you that he weekend? Said, huh?
I was home. My Tay's OT.
Ah,
a group of identity thieves. A group of identity thieves riding on a Rolls Royce posed as members of the rap group Wu-Tang Clan and scammed more than $100,000 from luxury hotels, recording studios, and limousine companies, federal prosecutors said this week. The brazen scheme came to light after hotel workers in Georgia called the FBI to report a group who had walked out on a $39,000 tab, the U.S. Attorney's Office said in the news release. The imposters has been telling hotel workers they work for the entertainment firm Roc Nation and specifically mentioned Wu-Tang Clan at least once. That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that there is a group of white kids out there that know the name Wu-Tang Clan but don't know what none of them niggas look like outside of Method Man.
They just know how to throw the W up.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Finesse. Also, like, I would fully believe that their fucking Capadonna and shit like that is running up a $39,000 tab and just walking out and was like, nah, you got that.
You got that. Yeah, you got like that, fam.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yep.
Yeah, what are you going to tell him?
Appreciate you, God.
I like that.
Like, I just want to meet the nigga who told everyone else that he was Ghostface and he just showed up
with a big tinfoil eagle on his wrist.
Yeah, a giant stuffed eagle and a bathrobe. Like, I just want to meet that guy.
That's Ugly Tony.
That's ugly.
I want to meet the dude that convinced them ODB was still alive.
Oh my god.
Like, he just like sits down. He's like, what would you like to eat? Oh.
Nigga just started having a seizure at the thing. That is finesse. But all intents.
What do you have on the memo?
Red Man was there. They didn't know any better.
They thought Red Man was a part of it.
It was actually Red Man.
he was like,
I need in on it.
He was like, I just like hanging out with these niggas. I'm actually rich, but I'm not paying that fucking bill. Yeah.
Hey, Raymond was out here slapping niggas.
I would like a plate of Woo Wings.
Woo Wings? What's on Woo Wings?
Woo Sauce. Ugh.
You know that seems like an off-brand General Chow?
Yo, General Tazo.
General Tazo T? General Tazo T?
Yo, speaking of Newark, though.
Oh,
I was in Newark.
No one mentioned Newark.
He did. He said Newark because of Raymond.
Raymond was slapping niggas in Newark last week.
Yo, I was in Newark the other day. And
how'd you get so far? Jesus.
Newark, first of all, I was going to Newark, I was leaving Newark, and I was playing the Royce album.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at, like, that's good Newark. Why does this soundtrack go so well with this, with the surroundings?
Because Newark is Detroit light.
Yo, Newark is different. Have you been to Newark before, Chris?
No.
Yo, it's it's
homebody. I'd be inside.
It's very different out there.
I went to school in Newark.
It's very. I wasn't expecting that because I've been to other parts of Jersey, but
Newark is different. Newark and Patterson are their own little state.
Yo, fam.
Yeah,
fam. I felt like I was kind of walking through Haiti.
Yeah,
but if Haiti was in New Jersey,
if Haiti had a downtown.
Yeah, I'm like
downtown Haiti.
I was like,
I seen a lot of barefoot niggas anytime I went to Newark.
And I'm just way too many to be comfortable with.
It is
you said barefoot?
Yeah, barefoot.
Like, how did Newark end up like this?
It's been like that forever.
So they just
it's actually getting nice now.
Okay, nice.
Take that as you want.
All right,
y'all ever been to Trenton?
Yeah,
nah, I'm good.
Trenton? No,
Trigger Trenton. No,
yo, fam. I'm
on that one. I heard someone call it Trigger Trenton. I was like, that doesn't seem.
I was like,
let
me get my ass out of Newark.
It's a smart move.
Fast.
I did that every time I finished my last class. I hit the beeline on the same route where I see.
Wait, Rutgers is in Newark?
Yeah, Rutgers is Newark.
Oh shit!
They have three campuses. I went to the Newark one.
Oh, okay.
It's the closest one to my house.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Makes
sense. Fucking on the opposite side of things, I did a delivery yesterday. The more I do deliveries, the more in the cut places that I'm starting to find, like neighborhoods and communities and shit like that.
I found this one place that's right next to the LIE. You wouldn't even fucking notice that.
Yeah.
It's like it's on the highway, on the service road, and then you just make a slight right turn, and you're in this like gated community that has like a guard, and the shit lifted up, and then I drive in, and it's like a fucking cul-de-sac, and all the houses look like the same, and then everyone had either like a white Benz or a white Beamer in the driveway, and it looked really creepy. And then I delivered to this house. This dude opened the door, and he looked like that fat nigga from SpongeBob that was hiding the pickles under his tongue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he looked like him. But this nigga,
I think his name was Bubblegut or something like that.
Yeah, Bubble. Hey, look,
I think that's what his name was.
He ordered Mad Smashburger. He had the bubble guts after that.
Mm-mm. Shout out to Smashburger.
Not I. Yeah, this nigga had a huge ass fucking. All these rich people got spiral staircases. There's something about when you get money, you just put spiral staircase in your house.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
I can't wait to have a spiral staircase.
Whew. But I handed the nigga the food, and he just looked at me, didn't say nothing. It's like he fucking hit a freeze frame, and he just froze. And I just backed up, and I just went back to my car, and he just stood there as I was driving. I looked back in the rearview mirror.
And he was still looking.
He was still looking.
He was actually in the middle of the street this time, when same pose. Like bag in hand.
Like on the way back.
What food did he order?
He ordered.
From where?
Smashburger.
Oh, you said Smashburger. Okay.
Yeah, he ordered Smashburger. I forgot what he ordered, but it was something greasy and heavy.
It's okay.
You ever had Smashburger?
The bag was lumpy.
I never had Smashburger before. Okay.
It's like a. I think it's healthier than Five Guys.
No, it's not. It's not healthy.
It's seemingly healthier than Five Guys, but less than Shake Shack. Did I get that right?
No, it's about the same.
Oh, okay.
I put it right there with both the burgers.
They tried to make it look like it then.
Nah, Five Guys.
Nah, there's nothing healthy about it. Didn't even promote health.
Five Guys.
The name Smash
fucking
Burger
doesn't sound healthy. If you eat Five Guys, you hate everything about yourself.
I eat Five Guys.
You hate everything about yourself. I didn't say anything wrong. I love. So I stay making love to me.
Yeah. I eat Five Guys at least like once every 2 months.
Yo, that just sounds wild, and
once every 2 months sounds wild. No, there's niggas that eat it every day.
No, eating Five Guys once every 2 months.
No one eats Five Guys every day.
Trump does.
How do you know? Did she say
that? She said it.
Oh, nigga.
That nigga pulled up 30 with all the confidence and made that shit.
That was it. No, that wasn't there, ball. That's not what you gotta sit down for the rest of the game.
That was a lot.
I had to get that one off.
I'm sure you did. So did she. All five of them.
We didn't have to do a screen for that one. He was all by himself.
Black.com is crazy. But yeah, Five Guys, they just have... What other place...
They got a lot of peanut oil.
And peanuts for some reason.
Yeah. Wait, what are we talking about? Black.com or Five Guys now?
Both.
I just want to get so shiny, nigga. I just want to get
peanut oil, nigga. Peanut oil.
Back on the same page.
You can pull up a set of shit, someone just smells like peanut butter.
Yo, Black.com
or peanut.
During February, whichever. Holding a jar of peanut butter.
I'm with Marcel.
Yo, like,
no. This podcast is over. Nigga James ended the whole shit.
What can they find you, Chris?
Celebrating the whole fucking
nigga said it smells like pee and nut. Nah,
we're not gonna let that one just breeze by us.
Ew.
No, please don't let it breeze by you.
So now turn his mic off.
What did you eat this morning?
Five Guys.
Nah, you go into Five Guys, like I said, you hate yourself. Like, where else do you go that just has like a cardboard box full of peanuts and peanut shells? Like those weird fucking, like the shit George Washington Carver and them had. Like, just
I never understood that because like, they cook everything in peanut
That's
oil.
What they are. Yeah, but like,
that was the only nigga that had peanuts.
Yeah.
Like peanuts went extinct or like we evolved peanuts.
Nah, sensor. You know what I mean?
Like, peanuts always peanut, nigga.
Nah.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Nah, listen.
He just said like, it was some new fruit that we discovered.
Nah.
Nigga saw a peanut in the shell for the first time and said, yo, this shit old, nigga. This shit like the iPhone 3, nigga. We on that new
nigga
shit, nigga.
Nigga's gonna evolve over here, son. Like, nigga.
Nah, but
planters. You know, the same, nigga.
Nah, you look
this at... This nigga Chris only want baby nut, nothing else. If it ain't baby nut, he's not eating it.
Sir. Fucking... Nah, you look at the peanut in the shell, you just think of old dusty shit. It's not like, oh, planters in a jar with a cute little whimsical logo and shit like that. It's not out of the shell, salted, honey roasted. Nah, none of that shit. A little yellow screw on cap.
Have you ever been in this spot called Texas Roadhouse?
Screw on, nigga, you pulled the shit off.
I'm sorry?
Actually, nah. If you get the plastic joint.
You ever, what are you talking about?
You ever went to Texas Roadhouse?
Nah.
So they got this thing where when you're waiting for your table, there's a spot in the front where you could sit or whatever. And their thing is like they have like unlimited peanuts. So what happens is you just crack them and leave them on the floor while you're sitting down. It's weird.
Yeah, you do the same shit at Five Guys.
No, but you don't leave them on the floor.
Yeah, they do. Like you walk in and the whole floor is covered with peanut shell casings.
Yeah, I'm not trying to walk on.
It's weird though. Like I'm like,
I'm also not gonna sit there eating peanuts. Like I just don't want to.
That shit is gross.
I eat the peanuts, but
Just bring me the food.
Just bring me my steak, nigga.
Yeah. Peanut on top.
Dry
peanuts
ass,
on top. Unsalted peanuts.
Look at how this nigga be eating, putting peanuts on his pizza.
That's my order, nigga. I'm just making a joke, nigga.
Put peanuts on a burger?
Nah.
Lou look like he puts peanuts on a burger.
He said like he does.
No, but he just don't want to admit it.
I put pistachios.
I'm fancy, nigga.
He said I only want the creamy nuts.
I would try that peanut butter burger from Shake Shack. I'll try it.
I've had a peanut butter jelly burger before. But,
is it good?
Yeah.
Nigga, you're nasty.
But I had it from, what's that place in
Burgerology?
Queen's Comfort. Yeah, Queen's Comfort. How you know it's nasty?
Oh, I love Queen's Comfort shit. Would have that. Yeah, I fuck with Queen's Comfort.
I haven't been there mad long.
Now, fucking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with honey roasted peanuts on it is good.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's just it's some gourmet high shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What kind of bread?
Huh?
What kind of bread?
Brioche?
Nah, the what's the ciabatta?
Okay.
Oh,
ciabatta. Yeah.
Well, you gotta eat that shit with your pinkies up, nigga.
Yeah, ciabatta run to the bathroom after that.
Ciabatta by the booty, boy.
That poop honey roasted.
Ooh.
Goddamn.
Y'all want to do some would you rathers?
Yeah, let's go for it.
It's just one.
Goes out.
All right. I found this one online because I couldn't think of anything today. So I just Googled dirty would you rathers and this is what popped up. So would you rather accidentally now, send a dirty text to your boss or a sexy voicemail to your mom?
A sexy voicemail to my mom. My mom will have jokes for years.
Yo, Dominicans is nasty, man. I just
you know what? I'll do that because my mom don't know how to check her voicemail. So I'll do that one.
It's not about my mom, nigga. It's just
it's not about your mom, but what's that? What's that? Ooh, I'm about to eat your butt when I get home. Like, what are you saying?
Mad jokes.
I'd rather send it to my mom just because that would be funnier.
Yeah. She would not let me live that down.
I'm accidentally going to send a dirty text to my boss.
To your boss?
Yeah, what you going to do? Fire me? Don't nobody else know how to do what I do? Go ahead. Try to fire me. You mad at me because you jealous that you don't get cheeks, that you don't got somebody selling it? My bad. I said it was an accident, dog. I'll see you Monday, all right? Don't ask me about this shit again.
After you send a text, you definitely get a raise.
What if your boss texts you back?
Oh, shit.
He said, a word?
A word?
Oh, then I'm definitely getting a raise, nigga.
So did he.
All right, and that's been episode Ocho Cinco.
Episode Ocho Cinco. Cue the Spanish music. All right, see, now I'm mad.
Wait a minute. This is the worst Spanish music ever, by the way.
What kind of song is that?
I don't know.
Nina Sky.
Nina Sky.
SpaghettiOs. Oh.
Lou was playing that in his Buick the other day.
What?
I bet he was.
Pendejo? That song, yeah.
Okay.
This nigga still love Nina Sky.
Yo, to this day.
Till
yesterday.
Fuck that arm.
Were you really playing Nina Sky yesterday?
Nah, I was playing Nina Sky last week for my daughter.
Oh, okay.
The classics.
Classics.
My, his daughter was like, Daddy, turn this shit off.
Yeah. No, she was fucking with it. Okay. Let's not get it. My daughter got good taste in music.
No, she doesn't. She likes Nina Sky.
She just doesn't have a choice.
In 2020.
Nigga, if you liked it back when it came out, you had bad taste.
Yeah.
They had two joints.
Them, fucking Luma D, all of them trash.
Cataluna.
She was fucking horrible.
Yeah. I was saying, we grouped them all together.
Luma D was kind of fine, though.
Bumped all them shits.
Yeah.
I don't know what she looked like now, but she probably still
got skinny.
Yeah?
Yeah, like real skinny. Mm.
But as always, you guys can find me on the Instagram. Instagram and Twitter.
James left.
He's getting lusty over fucking old.
OTTs, old R&B TTs.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, DuckJordan_. Also, homebodymerch.com. Get all your merch there. James, where could the good people find you after you're done bleeding out?
Yeah. How this nigga cut himself on his phone?
I need a new screen protector. That's all I gotta say.
I took my screen protector off. That same shit happened to me.
Yeah, I'm living a wildlife.
That shit hurt. Yeah. Like, so yeah, you can find me at JUST_Jivamis. That's JVMES. That's the first time.
Spelled Jivamis.
That's the first time I did it fluidly.
That's right. And you can find me at Lewis the Designer. That's LUIS. The best way to spell Lewis the Designer. Instagram, Twitter, all that good shit.
Uh huh.
Big Mar.
You can find me at DrumFoo. That's DRUM_FU.
Man.
Me and Capital OD dropped a single.
That's right. Find out if he's the daddy.
I'm the Daddy is available everywhere that you listen to music. If you don't listen to music, something fucking wrong with you. You should start with that specific song.
Yo, did y'all see that fucking comment that person left on my picture?
Nah.
Son.
I don't look at your comments, nigga.
So the other day, right, you know, I'm squad daddy out here. So, you know, I popped a squad, took a flick, put it up on Instagram. And this one person, like, we follow each other and stuff like that, but I don't know you. I don't know her. Like, you're a nice person. But this, like, she just put up, she put a comment. She was like, oh, so you're a father now? With these two emojis, like, word.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I did see that. I did see that.
Yeah.
I was, like, looking at it like, all right.
Like,
this is not the announcement.
Like, who the fuck are you? Like,
that would be a wild announcement.
I thought that shit was just wild, like, rude. Just out of nowhere. Like, what the fuck? Like, we don't know each other well enough for you to be doing shit like that. And it was just uncalled for. It was weird. Also, if I was like, yeah, now what are you going to do? Like, so? Like, I don't have a rapport with you. It's not like we converse about, like, shit.
Yeah, that was mad
like
that. Weird.
Like, get out of here. So I just tagged the fucking song and shit like that. And
You did a great song.
Yeah, you did amazing, sweetie.
Yeah, I tried, man. But, yeah, we'll see you bitch-ass motherfuckers next week.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry. That's it.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.